currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Hey, Batter Batter, registration is now open for Kirkland's spring softball leagues. The Kirkland Parks and Community Services Department is currently accepting teams for the spring softball season, which begins in mid-April. Whether you are a seasoned player or just looking for a great way to meet new people and stay fit, one of the many division offerings is sure to fit. Spring co-ed softball is also a great team-building sport. Team and league sponsorship options are available. The city offers two men's divisions, upper and lower mid, as well one co-ed rec division. Teams will play seven doubleheaders at Crestwoods Park Ballfield. Game days and times vary depending on division. Registration is available online at www.kirklandparks.net or by calling 425-587-3336. Early registration is encouraged as space is limited. If softball isn't what you're looking for, Kirkland offers other adult sports leagues, including volleyball, dodgeball, and our newest offering for the summer, U-Pitch Co-Ed Kickball. For more information on these leagues or our other recreation offerings, visit kirklandparks.net or call 425-587-3330. The Kirkland American Little League Parade will be marching through the streets on Saturday, March 19th. In preparation for the parade, commuters should expect traffic delays as detours will be in place. The following streets close from 10 a.m. until the final participant passes at approximately 12 p.m. North and southbound lanes of Lakeshore Plaza Drive, boat launch access will not be available beginning at 9 a.m., and eastbound lanes of Central Way from Lakeshore Plaza Drive to 4th Street. Kirkland American Little League hosts over 800 participants during the event, which includes opening ceremonies at Lee Johnson Field at Peter Kirk Park.
We are number one!
For more information, go to kirklandamerican.com. The Kirkland Women's Club is nominated for landmark status by the City of Kirkland. The clubhouse, located across the street from City Hall, dates back to the mid-1920s and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and as a King County landmark. The Kirkland Women's Club is a community service institution operating for 88 years as part of the General Federated Women's Clubs. The King County Landmarks Commission and the Kirkland Heritage Society are hosting a public hearing to consider the nomination at the clubhouse on Thursday, March 24th at 7 p.m. The general public is encouraged to attend and provide testimony of knowledge or memories of the Women's Club building. For more information, visit the website below. On March 7th, Mayor Joan McBride presented the first ever Cachet Awards. The Cachet Award was presented to an individual and a local business who exemplified the collaboration of arts, culture, heritage, education, and theater. The Kirkland Cultural Council received 18 total nominations. The individual award winner was Jeff Lockhart, who helped launch Creatio, Northwest University's brand new musical arts program, as well as U-Rock, an innovative after-school program. He also launched several BA-level academic programs in music, music industry, and audio production, built a world-class recording facility at Northwest University, and is the longtime manager and drummer for the Beatles cover band Cream Tangerine. Other finalists were Chris Sharp, a fixture of Park Lane Gallery, and Matthew McCauley, author of A Look to the Past, Kirkland. The winner of the Business Organization Award was Park Place Books, Kirkland's community bookstore for nearly 25 years, and one of only two independent bookstores remaining on the east side. The other finalists included Studio East, Kirkland's premier theater arts training ground for children, and the Kirkland Art Center, which offers studio art classes for adults and children and puts on exhibitions featuring contemporary art by local artists. The award itself was a piece of artwork done by four classes of sixth graders at Peter Kirk Elementary School. Each student drew their home or a Kirkland landmark, and the drawings were combined into an image of Kirkland. Best-selling author Dan Zadra will be signing his new book, Two, at Kirkland Simplicity Decor from noon to 2, March 19th. Two is part of the Life by the Numbers series, co-authored by Zadra. The book asks the question, how will you build something beautiful together? And discusses romance and couplehood. Zadra is the founder and editorial director of Seattle's Compendium Publishing Company. He has written several bestsellers, compiled over 50 inspiring quotation books, and served as a communications consultant for dozens of companies, including several Fortune 500 firms. The first two books in the Life by Numbers series debuted at Starbucks stores during the 2008 and 2009 holiday seasons. The first book, entitled Five, is about life's adventures and asks the question, where will you be 5 years from today? The second book, entitled One, is about life's purpose and asks the question, how many people does it take to make a difference? Simplicity Decor is located at 126 Park Lane in downtown Kirkland. The City of Kirkland will host a public hearing on the South Kirkland Park and Ride on March 24th. The Park and Ride property is being considered for a transit-oriented development project, but before it can become a viable project, the City of Kirkland must adopt zoning regulations to guide the development of the site. Common interest themes gathered at three previous workshops have been integrated into the preliminary zoning regulations and design guidelines. The proposed regulations and guidelines are intended to address compatibility within the neighborhood, land use issues, and site and building design. The South Kirkland Park and Ride is owned by King County, who will sponsor the future development of the site. The property is about 7 acres in size, with about equal portions of the site lying within the cities of Kirkland and Bellevue. Only the Kirkland portion of the site is being considered for transit-oriented development. The site is currently developed with 603 parking stalls and a transit facility. The Planning Commission and Houghton Community Council will hold the joint public hearing on the draft regulations and design guidelines, and that will take place at Kirkland City Hall at 7 p.m. More information is available at ci.kirkland.wa.us. Search South Kirkland Park and Ride. Kirkland residents are invited to comment on the 2011 Storm Water Management Program by March 24th. The program outlines the city's plans to engage and educate the public about storm water management, prevent spills and dumping into the stormwater system, and develop projects to control and treat runoff. These efforts will improve the quality of water in lakes and streams. Stormwater pollution results from everyday activities such as driving, land development, and yard care. Cleaning up storm water involves reducing the amount of pollution put into the landscape and removing contaminants from runoff before reaching local waters. The draft document is available online at the website below, at the Kirkland City Hall Reference Desk, or by calling 425-587-3800. Comments can also be provided via email to stormwater@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Via mail addressed to the City of Kirkland Public Works Department, 123 5th Avenue, Kirkland, 98033, or by calling a member of the city's stormwater team. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online or on your mobile device. Just visit the city's website and click Watch On Demand Programming, or catch us on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. See you next week.